lend you a hand, but plumbing's one thing I don't understand. It's true.
It's true. I've got a plumbing update for you. Stampede Plumbing, I need to tell you, is absolutely open for business in the Phoenix metro area. They have been ROSI certified since 2006. Now, they dropped off the website for just a little while because the owners, retired and there was a change of ownership. And because ROSI on the House is the tightest screen referral network on the planet, we said, whoa, we have to rescreen the new owners. The new owners have passed with flying colors. Stampede Plumbing has been ROSI certified since 2006, and they're every bit as much ROSI certified today. And with more people home right now, they're offering you a $99 drain cleaning with an accessible cleanout to keep all your systems a go. Rest assured, they have all the safety precautions in place during this time with the COVID-19 protocol. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. You can find them at stampedeplumbing.com. They are open for business.
And those new owners, man, talk about timing it right. If they tried to retire 3 months later, the sell of their business would not have been an easy sell. And
God bless Linda and Chris.
Maybe it would, Romy, with all the people home plugging up their toilets. I think it's a perfect time.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Hey,
and we're going to see just a note about our contractor network. When you're looking for a certified partner that comes with the complaint resolution and code of ethics, you can only find at rosieonthehouse.com. Click on certified partners. You'll get a drop-down menu that comes up. Find a certified contractor. Put in your zip code. Select the category you're looking for, and you'll get your search results there. You know, we've kind of started about 30 years ago, and then we put the business platform together about 20 years ago, and we're getting to that point where we're going to start seeing a lot more of these transitions as people get close to retirement age.
That's right.
As they
right.
sell it to their kids to take over and continue the family business. And one of the things that's not transferable is
ROSI certification.
As a company, when you sell it, that ROSI on the House certification does not go with the company. Like ROSI said, the owners have to be rescreened. So there may be times that you see things like that happen a little bit more frequently coming up, just because we work with primarily local mom-pop contractors that have a family business. And, you know, after this amount of time, you're just bound to see a lot of retirement going on.
Integrity Savatry is another example. You know,
well, that's a perfect
they've joined
example.
Forces. It's not a child taking over, but it's a...
And the reason that one... there was no glitch in that service was because John stayed on and is still running the management, just sold the business, and he's on a period of time of phase out, where Linda and Chris just completely retired, so they weren't going with the transition. So they said, well, got to put it on pause while we screen the new owners.
Yeah, we're watching. That's the key.
Case by case.
On that point, I'd like to say this is why you don't touch your house, and you don't let your friends touch your house, and you don't let their family touch their house without touching ROSI on the House first. This is going to be, I can't tell you the number of phone calls I've taken this week. I've been out on two calls already of contractors abandoning their jobs. They've taken this little challenge that we're currently in and made an excuse to take the money they've got, hoard the cash, and walk off jobs. We're already being called at ROSI Wright Remodeling. Can you come take over this job? Can you come take over this job? Well, I'm not taking over any jobs from ROSI certified contractors, because ROSI certified contractors are open for business and COVID-19 protocol trained. We're the safest place for you to go if you want to get something done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. The number one referral directory in all of Arizona, over and above all the national brands, all the other local brands, number one in Tucson, number one in Phoenix, number one in Arizona. And I know that sounds like it's bragging, but dang it, I've put 40 years of work into making it so I could say that. So there you go. Don't touch your house, and don't let your friends touch their house, and don't let your family touch their house without touching. RosieOnTheHouse.com. Let's go to new homeowner Brittany.
Well, let me tell you one thing. We've been talking about super cooling, and we've had a lot of calls come and drop off because it's just been a lot of calls. But I did talk to Andy this morning. He super cools, saves a lot of money, but he's a like a bike racer, and he doesn't like the fact that it's so much harder to acclimate. And I will say that's true. You're in this freezing cold house while you're super cooling during the off-peak hours.
Yeah, baby.
And then you try to run out to the grocery store or to work or to exercise, and you're like, wow, your body has this huge adjustment to make.
Yeah, and I used to think that too. And that's why one reason I never went to super cooling. My strategy was always 30 degrees of outdoor ambient temperature. So if your summer high, you're peaking at 120, you know, the inside of your house is at 90. And,
Woo. You
know, the reverse and the cool. And it was the same reason for acclimation. But you know what? It's just not true, because your body has to work so much harder when it's hot. If you're going from a cool, rested self inside, you can last longer in the outdoor heat, is what I have personally found.
Yeah, well, I guess it's just personal preference. But I do know a lot of couples where the wife just hates it. Or the husband just hates it because it's so cold. I wear a hoodie in the summer the house.
And I know husbands
I would
that have
save
set
a little
a
less
cot
money
up for their wife in the garage.
I just cleaned my starter jacket, if you'd like that.
Well, and I can tell you, it's hard for that bicyclist to go out and do a routine, rack up 25, 30, 40 miles in the middle of the summer, come back, park the bicycle in the garage, walk inside, and it'd be 68 degrees, and
I'm
you're
raising
all wet.
My hand
if it's sweaty,
because
yeah.
I experienced that.
Yeah. But we tell people the cooler you can make your house off peak, the more money you'll save. But don't make it to where you're uncomfortable. That's not worth it. So if you'd like more information on this, and you are worried about changing to time of use, that's what we've been talking about the whole show the last 2 hours. You can automate this by putting a management computer on your home by calling 602-402-7656 and talk to them. Let's get to Brittany, a first-time homeowner. I love first-time homeowners. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pretty exciting, huh?
It is. Nerve-wracking, too.
Yeah, a little bit. Tell me about your adventure. What's the first thing you're going to tackle in your new home?
Sorry, what was that?
What's the first thing you're going to tackle in your new home?
Well, I just wanted to get all the utilities set up, but I don't even know how to start it. My first home. I never had utilities under my name.
Okay. Nothing. All right. But you've got. Have you closed escrow? Are you in the home now?
No, we're going to close on the 16th.
Okay.
Do you know who your utility provider is?
I believe it's SRP.
Okay. All right. I tell you what, Brittany, as a first-time homeowner, why don't we talk off-air during the week? Let me find out how many occupants will be in the home, how many pets will be in the home, what electric appliances there are, if it is or isn't a dual energy home. And I will guide you personally, step by step, into what I believe could be the best plan for you as a housewarming gift from me to you. Would that be all right?
That would be excellent.
Okay. Brittany, we've got your phone number. Are you new to the Phoenix area or?
Yes, I've been here for 2 years.
From where?
From California.
Okay, welcome, another Californian. Yes, and we were talking earlier about the reliability of all the Arizona utility companies. I've got a sister that lives in Sacramento. I can tell you, she won't say the same thing about PG&E.
You know, if there was one oversight that nobody could have foresaw when Arizona was putting together the CAP and water allocation of everything, was credit transfers. Like every person from California that moves over to Arizona, we should get like another 27 acre feet
that's
of
true.
Water allocation.
Yes, we should.
The
yes,
river.
We should.
That was one that I don't think anybody could have ever guessed how many people were going to be flooding from California to Arizona.
I don't.
When they put it together in the 60s.
Of all the residents I know in California, I only know one who's two that are happy there. And the rest of them are doing everything they can to get out of there. Let's go back. Let's go back to the phone. Greg is calling from Scottsdale. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
What are you trying to get to?
We have the kind of the situation you just spoke about with Jennifer. My wife doesn't like to wear the parka around in June. And so I can't get it down as cold as I'd like to have it. And our house is not as efficient as yours. And so it doesn't coast. I don't like being as warm as it is, you know, at the end of the period. There is a room where I tend to spend a lot of the time, particularly now working from home.
Yeah.
My question is there an efficient way to address, you know, kind of that room with a, you know, a small AC or, you know, I've heard you talk in the past about mini splits. I don't know if they're applicable to a room that small kind of thing.
Is it just a bedroom?
Is it become one of those monsters that you don't dare run during the off peak hours?
Well, first thing you need to know is a mini split efficiency rating is almost twice what other air conditioners are, even the most efficient air conditioner. The SEER rating, if you're familiar with SEER rating, in a central system, you can pretty well buy 16 pretty easy, 18, you can go up to 20, 22, 24, spending a lot of extra money. The SEER rating on most of the ductless mini splits are well above the mid-30s, approaching 40. So they're so efficient. I will tell you that if you put the mini split in that one bedroom, your wife's probably going to be happy turning that room into your icebox. She can turn the circulating fan on in the central air system, and she'll probably be comfortable in the rest of the house with that little bitty unit doing 90% of the work.
Now, cost-wise, I'm not familiar with mini splits. What are we looking at, ballpark?
Depending on how far you are from the electric panel and how far they have to run the homeroom circuit, and assuming your service entrance panel is large enough to put this breaker in and you don't have to upsize your electric panel, you're going to be looking about $4,000 to $6,000.
Oh, okay. That's a reasonable upgrade.
Yes,
and
it is.
They are hardy machines. We've had a mini split at the studio for years. I'm going to say 12 years, if not longer. And that was like when they're first being brought onto the market. They're only better now than they were then.
And it is set up for a room the size of a bedroom, and it's been running for 12 years. And baby, that's where all of our broadcast equipment is. And
a lot of electronic heat in there.
Man, that baby's down at about mid-60s year-round, and the only time it goes up is usually when Gary walks in. He cheats it up a little bit.
Well, that's a 10 by 10 or a 12 by 12?
Yeah,
room?
Yeah. That's just a little bit of room.
I tell you, he's going to bring his meat into his room.
Yeah.
Because that it gets that cold that quick,
but,
even in the middle.
But in that building, many times, I'll have the mini cooler on in your room, in your broadcast studio. I'll turn the central air system on and just let it circulate, and that little bitty unit keeps everybody in the whole house comfortable.
Nice.
Operating at the highest possible SEER rating on the globe. So I think you'll be real happy, Greg. Go to rosieonthehouse.com. Find yourself a Rosie certified air conditioning contractor in your neck of the woods. And if you'd like me to do a further analysis, there might be other ways we could address this without you having to spend that much money. And I'd be happy to do that with you. If you'd call us during the week, we could visit, or send me an email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put today's date in it so the people that see those will know it's something we talked about on air, and you won't get lost in the hundreds of emails that we take care of every week.
And just real quick, for the sake of accurate broadcasting, when I said, you know, we should get 27 acre feet of water per transplant, that just sounded wrong after I said it. There's something about 27 and water numbers that is there. I haven't found it yet. But the average, according to watereducation.org, the average California household uses between between a half and 1 acre foot of water a year. So just for complete accuracy on water use numbers.